वर्स नंबर 14, न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि, लोकस्य सृजति प्रभुः, न कर्म फलसंयोगम् स्वभावस्तु प्रवर्तते. टुगेदर न कर्तृत्वं न कर्माणि लोकस्य सृजति प्रभुः न कर्म फलसंयोगम् स्वभावस्तु प्रवर्तते. सो न कर्तृत्वं, कर्तृत्वं मीन्स् डूवर्शिप्. सो डूवर्शिप् न कर्माणि दि एक्टिविटीज, बट हियर कर्माणि मीन्स् ऑब्जेक्ट्स. सो नीदर डूवर्शिप नॉर ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ द पीपल सृजति प्रभु. प्रभु मीन्स गॉड. प्रभाव प्रभावात, प्रभाव बिकॉज हिज प्रभाव इज एवरीवेयर. दैट्स वाई प्रभु, गॉड इज कॉल्ड प्रभु, बिकॉज हिज इन्फ्लुएंस इज एवरीवेयर. गॉड्स इन्फ्लुएंस इज इन एवरीथिंग. वॉट एवर आई एम स्पीकिंग, वॉट एवर यू आर लिसनिंग, इट इज गॉड्स इन्फ्लुएंस. एंड भगवान श्री कृष्ण uses Prabhu as if it is somebody else, you know, Prabhu up there, because has an incarnated as a human, even though he is the Supreme Consciousness, the Lord himself, which he shows us in the 11th chapter. He shows the entire universe in him. But here, for the understanding, he says Prabhu, and then another place he says Ishvara Sarva Bhuta Nam Hridde Sherjuna Tishtati Brahmian Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Maya. So Ishwar is the one who is in the heart of all beings. So again, that is his way of referring, because people think, oh, this is Krishna, is a Bhagavan Shri Krishna is a human being. So there is some other God. So Prabhu is the one who does not create doership, does not create objects. Na karma phala samyogam, and even the result of actions is not given by God. You say, wait a minute. I thought God is the one who is the karma phala data, who if I do good deeds, I get good results. If I get bad deeds, I get bad results. And then in our scriptures, we have this person called Chitragupta, you know, who is sitting up there and he's making a note. Gupta means quiet, hidden, and Chitra means pictures. So he's taking pictures, hidden pictures of everything going on, just as we find that, you know, somebody commits a crime and says, I was not even there. And the police, now there's cameras everywhere. Everybody's house has cameras, every business has cameras. So they look in all the webcams and they trace, you know, like there was this lady who had killed her husband and came home by taxi and by foot. But by the webcam, they were able to track it and find out where she was, and they were able to convict her. So nothing is hidden now, because the cameras, even homes people have now, this ring, you know, these cameras, every. So Chitragupta is supposed to be this guy who takes pictures of everything going on and gives us, and then like FedEx, you know, or Amazon, the packet comes. Good karmas, you get good result. Bad karmas, you get bad. Everything is shipped these days. So he says, no, I don't do anything. I neither do the doership, nor I do the objects, nor I even give the results to you. Swabhava tu pravartate. Swabhava. What is this swabhava? Suddenly now Bhagavan has brought a new word which we have not understood. What is swabhava? What is my bhava? What is my thinking, my nature? That is what is doing everything. It is not God. He says, I don't do any of those three. I don't create the doer. I don't create the doer, I don't create the objects, and I don't even give you the fruit of the result of the action. So, as we said, doership, objects, and results, the Prabhu, the creator, the Lord does not do. Why? Because he is akarta. He is the non-doer. Again, this consciousness, from the absolute standpoint, the Lord says, I don't do anything. But the creation is still going on, right? We still see, yes, the children are being born and they are growing up. And then humans only give birth to humans. Monkeys give birth to monkeys. Cows give birth to cows. and the whole universe is functioning so beautifully. In fact, a few years back when the spacecraft was sent to Pluto, the spacecraft was sent 8 years ago. And after 8 years of travel, it reached Pluto within a few hundred feet, few thousand feet. Now, 8 years ahead, the scientists knew where exactly Pluto will be 8 years from now. Exactly. And they were able to aim the spacecraft, program it 8 years ahead. Why were they able to do that? Because this universe is a cosmos. It's not a chaos. Everything works very systematically. All the whole universe is functioning, the planets, they're exactly able to predict when the moon will rise and, you know, all those things, the tides. So who is running it? Who is creating it? If God says, I don't do it, they have introduced a concept called Prakriti. Prakriti is made of the three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. Prakriti is nature or the creative power of the Lord. The Lord has given the authority to Prakriti to create. Why is creation necessary? Or why did creation happen? Or how did it happen? We have all emerged from that one consciousness, as the children even in the class said last week. All ornaments come out of gold is nothing but gold. All pots that come out of mud is nothing but mud, but appear different because of name and form. Right? The mud becomes a pot, becomes a saucer, becomes a plate, becomes a cup, becomes a vase, but they are all nothing but mud. So similarly, you and I have come from that one Brahman, the one consciousness, the one Om. But then why are we different? Why do we appear different? Why is there males and females and trees and plants and birds and animals and fish? It is to create duality. Otherwise, if this duality was not there, I would see everything as Brahman. But to create this variety, Prakriti has two functions. One is called avarana or veiling. Another one is called projection or vikshepa. So what this Prakriti does, this Prakriti veils the truth from us. We don't see Brahman. Even though Brahman is everywhere, do we see him? No. Can we hear him, smell him, taste him, touch him? No, none of those. So that consciousness is veiled from us. And when I don't see consciousness everywhere, then I see all the differences. So that is projection. I know these are difficult shlokas, and you might say, Sunday, subeh, subeh, kya ho, you know, dimag kharab kar raha, you know, he's early in the morning, Sunday, why is he, you know, he should talk something simple. But unfortunately, I can't. That is the verse. The verse is this. And why should we study? Because you cannot say, I love Sri Krishna, but I don't want to hear what he has to say. If you love somebody, then you need to understand, like I love my wife or I love my husband, then I have to understand them. I love my child. I have to understand. So if you want to love Bhagwan Shri Krishna, you have to understand. So you can't say, I love God, but I don't want to understand what he's saying. So please try to understand, because these ideas will be repeated again and again. So Prakriti has these two. It veils the truth and then projects the variety. So to create the infinite variety, there's millions of species of fish and plants and birds and animals and so much variety. So every human being is different. Every fingerprint is different. So this beautiful variety has been here created for us to experience, but to understand that there is one truth everywhere. That one should never forget, whoever I am dealing with. There is, God is in him as much as God is in me. So the teaching is to remind us of that truth. But the variety is there for us to experience, but never forget. That's why, or in the path of bhakta, the path of devotee, this is my dear God who has created me, has created all of these. So at the part of, if you are a devotee, that is one way. You say, I love everybody as God's creation, just as I am. So they are all my brothers and sisters. In the path of knowledge, you say, they are all me. I am not separate. So the end result is the same. That, or in karma yoga, I am serving them as I am serving God. So all three paths lead to that same understanding, lead us to the same understanding. Just the path is different. So this is talking from the highest absolute standpoint, the what is called as Paramartha Satta. We'll talk about that. Now, how does this creation come about? This is also very interesting. In the Dakshinamurti Stotram, which is a very beautiful shlokas, 10 shlokas, which talk about the entire creation and the highest. So this in the seed, as the tree is unmanifest and manifest, so similarly in Brahman, this consciousness, the universe was unmanifest. And how did it appear? By space and time. Desha kala kalna vechitrya chitri kritam. So this beautiful world was created with space and time, right? We all are living in space and time. Those are the absolutes. Space is everywhere and time is cannot be influenced by us. Time keeps on moving. So time and space are the two variables. How does the Lord create? So he says, mayavi and like a yogi. So why the two words are used for the creator? One is a mayavi. So mayavi means illusionist. So suppose you go to Las Vegas, and if you, how many have seen David Copperfield, you know, the magician, David Copperfield, and he produces all kinds of illusions. He even makes a plane land on the stage and you hear all the plane and the sound. How can the plane land? That is his illusion. So if David Copperfield can, by illusion, make us believe there is a plane, why can't the master illusionist, the super God, create this whole universe like an illusion? And a yogi, that's another word used for God, because there is a very famous story of Trishanku. Trishanku Maharaj was a king who was actually a very good king, had done a lot of good deeds and was supposed to go to heaven. But he went and told his guru, Vasishthaji, I want to go to heaven with this body. I don't want to leave this body. I don't want to die and go to heaven. I want to go as I am right now. Can you send me? Vasishthaji says, I'm not going to send you. I can't, but I won't. So then he goes to Valmikiji and he says, can you please send me? So Valmiki says, okay, if you really want to go with this body, I have the ability to send you. So he does his yajnas and mantras and he chants and you know, this king is flying upwards towards heaven. And with the power, he had that power, he could do that. And now the gods in heaven, not the supreme god, but the small gods like Vayu, and then the god of the wind, the rain, the thunder, lightning, Zeus, the king of gods, Indra, they're all watching this body coming up. And they're like, what's happening? This guy is coming with his body. We can't allow the body to come. He has to die before. So as he came close to heaven, they all together, with that power, they pushed him back down. So again, he's thrown back down. And now he's coming down fast, you know, going to fall and get hurt. So Vishwamitra says, he's coming down. Again, with his power, he pushed. So poor guy is going back and forth. Gods are pushing him down and Vishwamitra is pushing him up. Finally, the gods realize that Vishwamitra is a great sage and we can't defeat him. So they go down and bow to him and say, sir, please forgive us, but it is against the rules of heaven. We cannot allow a physical body to come. Please don't send him. Take mercy on us. So they actually came and bowed down to this sage and said, please, you know, don't do that. We can't resist your power. Your power is more than us. So Vishwamitra says, okay, you know, I understand. So then he creates a separate heaven. He tells Trishanku, this is a third heaven which I am creating, third world where you can live and be the king forever. So the point is that, so that's why in India they say Trishanku means a person who has left one place. Like if you have left one job because you didn't like it and you go to the second job and you don't like it either, now you can't come back to the first job. So you are stuck in between. So they say it's like Trishanku. So same way Trishanku. So the point is, just as the yogi could create this parallel heaven, so same way the Lord is like a yogi or like an illusionist. So the point is, the world is an illusion, is an appearance. Why do we say that? Why do we say that? Because there are three planes of consciousness. One is this visible world that I can see, right? I can see, I can deal with people, I can talk, my family, my friends. And then there is the dream world. Like in my dream, I dream that I lent somebody $100. So the next day I see him, I say, you know, give me my $100 back. He says, what $100? He says, I lent it to you last night. He says, where? I say, I tell him, I lent it to you in my dream. He said, okay, then I will return it to your dream tomorrow. So the dream world has nothing to do with the waking world. If I am a millionaire in the dream and I have found a bag with 100 gold coins, I cannot bring 100 gold coins back into the waking world. So there is the waking world, the dream world. And the third is the absolute, the Paramartha Satta, the Om, the consciousness, where none of these things can go. Just as from the dream, you cannot bring to the waking state. From the waking state, you cannot take to the absolute state. So what it means is, just as when I have woken up from my dream, I understand that what I dreamt last night was just a dream. So the same with the enlightened master, when he has woken up to this state of consciousness, Om, or this Brahmanhood, when he has understood that I am that Brahman, then this world appears to him as much a dream as the dream to us. For us, this world looks very real. What are you saying? This is a dream. This chair is real. This person is real. This mic is real. Yes, it appears real as long as you are in this vyavaharik satta, in this transactional plane. But when we wake up to that highest state of enlightenment, then for an enlightened master, his whole world is like a dream from which he has woken up. And so the point is that there are three states of existence, and the goal of spirituality is to wake up to that highest state and then continue to work in the world, fulfill my prarabdha, but understanding that it is just a game, just a play, and whatever my time is there, I will be. So that is called a jivan mukta, a person who is enlightened while awake and knows that this world is just a dream. And also the results, God says, I do not give the results. He said, wait a minute. In the 16th chapter, you said, when somebody is doing bad, I punish him and throw them in hell. And now you are saying you don't give the results. That is at the vyavaharik satta. At the worldly level, yes, if I do bad things, I will suffer the consequences, which we'll talk about in the next verse. But just to take the example of gasoline. Now, I have gasoline in my car, right? So what I do, I drive to a place where there is a lot of poverty. So I go and serve the people, I give them food, I build a house for them, I build a hospital, I build, you know, all those. And then the governor recognizes me, you know, gives me an award and calls me in Sacramento. Does the gasoline get any credit for that? No. Gasoline says, I did not. You did the good actions and you got the good results. The gasoline says, I just provided the energy. You went with that energy and did good deeds. So I did not give you the fruit. On the other hand, you take the same gasoline, the same car, and you go join a gang of thieves and you steal, rob a bank, and then you get caught and you are put in jail. You cannot blame the gasoline for that. If there was no gasoline in my car, I wouldn't have driven. No, the gasoline says, I just provide the energy. I do not give you the result of good actions or the result of bad actions. So similarly, God says, I do not do either one. I do not give you the results. And swabhava, it is your own nature which made you do good and bad. So you can't blame God. So when things happen, and whatever is happening to me is a result of my own karmas, either in this life or previous life. So God is not the giver of fruits. So that's what he's saying. You get the fruit automatically. He has set up this law of karma and you get the fruit based on your own actions. So this same point is explained again in the next verse, as I said, because these ideas are a little difficult to grasp when we say God does not do anything. On the absolute plane, he does not do anything. But when the same consciousness is working through Prakriti or the creative power, it becomes Ishvara. Ishvara is Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, the creator, sustainer and destroyer. As a Ishvara, he creates. But as Brahman, as Brahman or consciousness. This consciousness does not create, but consciousness takes a role of Ishvara, just as an actor, you know, takes a role of a king and plays the part of a king, and then next year he gets the part of a beggar, he plays the part of a beggar, and third week he gets a part of an alcoholic. So the same actor is playing different roles, but actor himself says, I don't do anything. It's my roles that are, I did not kill this person, even though he becomes a murderer in a movie and he shoots somebody. He says, I did not shoot, my character shot. So that is, that's why we have to understand. And these verses are a little difficult, but you just have to keep listening again and again.